Okay, this is Graham at the Structure Conference in San Francisco, second day. It's the morning break. We're in the exhibit room, and I'm with Teen Zwo, CEO of Zwora. How you doing, Teen?
Hey, Graham. Good, good.
You're a sponsor and an exhibitor at this event, and you, you spoke yesterday, right?
That's right. We've been sponsoring Structure now for 3 years, and the company's only 3 years old, so we've been on the leading edge of this cloud movement.
You better believe it, yeah. Well, and you made an announcement yesterday. Maybe that's the first thing we can touch on, Z-commerce. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we made an announcement that we're calling Z-commerce for the cloud. It's a new offering from us, and if you look at this conference, this conference has expanded so much, and there's so many great, great, fantastic companies out here. And our message to really the companies were that you know, you are undergoing a big transformation as you shift from selling servers and hardwares and softwares to selling cloud-based solutions. And that transformation really means that your business model is different. You're starting to look like a phone company, utility company. Your customers want, you know, pay-as-you-go models. Your resellers want pricing models that work for them. Your ecosystem is asking if you offer, like, you know, billing capabilities like the Apple App Store. And so there's a whole host of problems. It's really exciting that we're moving to the cloud. There's a whole host of issues. And our new product, Z-commerce for the cloud, is really addressing those issues.
Are you aiming it at the managed service provider kind of folks, the channel that seems to be getting so active in the cloud then? Or?
Well, we think the cloud has the opportunity to rearrange the entire, you know, supply chain or demand chain, if you will. And so, and the exciting thing is our solution works at all levels. And so if you're a component provider like a VMware and you're selling virtualization capabilities and your managed service providers are saying, you know, does it come pre-bundled with billing? Or your managed service provider saying, look, I used to do, you know, 3-year contracts and now I got to do monthly billing. Or you're a PaaS company and you're saying, look, you know, a platform as a service company trying to attract developers and ISVs, and you're saying, I want to offer billing as a service inside my solution. Or you're a reseller saying, look, you know, I used to take, you know, contracts up front and now I got to deal with billing myself. Or you're a SaaS company like Salesforce.com. Every step of the way, everything is changing. Everybody has issues around billing, payments, taking orders, and that's what we do.
Yeah, and you were really one of the first movers in this space, right? When did your company get founded?
We started the company towards the tail end of 2007.
Yeah.
And so we've been doing this for about, you know, 2.5, close to 3 years now. We've been really successful. We've got well over 150 customers. Had a lot of success with SaaS companies, media companies, you know, consumer internet companies, and now we're just seeing an enormous amount of traction with cloud companies such as EMC, such as Sun, such as ICNS, such as Blue Lock, that's a key VMware partner, and we're just having a great time.
Yeah. How many employees now?
We're beyond 75 employees. We're closing on 100 employees. We'll be well over 100 employees by the end of the year.
Wow, and you're headquartered in?
We're headquartered in Redwood City here in California.
Sure. Do you have people anywhere else, or any offshore development, or is it all pretty much here?
No, we have a distributed development team, so we've got about 35 developers in Beijing, supplemented with about 10-15 developers here in the U.S., and that's worked out really well for us.
Great. Well, good. What else are you liking about the conference here? Are you talking to any new partners or anything in you can talk about that?
Well, this is like become the event for cloud computing. I mean, everybody's here. You had great speakers like Werner and Mark, and the vendors are here, and so there's a lot of customer discussions, there's a lot of partnership discussions, and I think what we're seeing here is, you know, I mean, sometimes we get carried away in Silicon Valley, but I really do think that this is a new revolution that's as big as moving from the mainframe to the PCs, and if you look at all the vendors here, if you look at the innovation, if you look at the intensity, it's really, really exciting. It's like the birth of the PC all over again.
Yeah, it does have that feel to it, and it's a much bigger conference than I think anyone expected, even GigaOm.
Oh, yeah.
They had, you know, they had
standing
a rush
room
of people.
Only.
Yeah, at the end, I heard there might have been upwards of 1,500 that registered, and this venue isn't really designed for that. Of course, they're not all here all at the same time. Some came on the first day, and some came on the second day.
But even then, there was enough. I mean, they need an overflow room.
Yeah.
They need an overflow room
with
a TV and an audio.
Yeah, they really do. It's a popular event. Well, hey, Teen, it's been great talking to you, and we'll shut her down. I'll get a photo of you so I can post that on my blog, too.
Great. Thanks, Graham.
Okay.
Good talking to you, as
good
always.
Good luck to you in the rest of the year.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.